Dictation for Janet Brecht, B-R-E-C-H-T, March 1951, addressed as a letter to Dr. Balawender, B-A-L-A-W-E-N-D-E-R, 837-9307. Dear Dr. Balawender, follow up for Janet, who has a stage 4-5 renal failure secondary to fibrillary glomerulonephritis. Fatigue, tired, appetite fair, denies vomiting, dysphagia, tongue oral ulcers, prior diagnosis of herpes, in that opportunity extending to the throat and esophagus. She is repeating her prior treatment with antiviral medications, dose corrected for present GFR. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies dysphagia, dysphagia, good amount of urine, minimal edema, no gross pruritus, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. She has, she's exploring potential renal transplant. Husband, a brother would like to donate. She's going through University of Michigan. They told her that she needs to have a colonoscopy and a bone marrow before they can go any further. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the Lasix, Norvasc, Metoprolol on phosphorus binders. Blood pressure at home looks well controlled in the 130s, 140s over 50s. In the office is running high, 160 over 60, alert oriented sign 3, husband with her, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities. No pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, masses, minimal edema, no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 3.2, GFR 15, normal sodium, upper potassium, metabolic acidosis 17, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus at 4.8, anemia 10.1, normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4-5. Next number, fibrillary glomerulonephritis by renal biopsy. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Needs to start bicarbonate replacement. Orally 650 twice a day. Next number, anemia. Present hemoglobin above 10. No EPO treatment. Update iron studies, B12 folic acid and reticulocyte. Next number, blood pressure at home, well controlled. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities associated to kidney disease, continue phosphorus binders. Our goal phosphorus is 4.8 or less, which she is. Next number, exploring potential living-related donor. Needs to complete workup as indicated above. I'm concerned that her kidneys are too compromised. She might not have the 3-6 months that she needs to complete all testing. It's also not for sure that any of those donors are going to qualify. We discuss extensively the meaning of kidney disease. She's been strongly against doing dialysis. We discussed, however, again about the peritoneal dialysis, in-center hemodialysis, at-home hemodialysis, the AV fistula, the AV graft, avoiding tunnel dialysis catheters, pros and cons of all those techniques. She can always stop dialysis if the transplantation is not a go, and She is still thinking about no dialysis. She will discuss one more time with family. She will continue doing chemistries on a regular basis. Her anemia likely related to advanced renal failure and chronic kidney disease. We'll see if the iron studies shows also any potential losses. She has been followed through University of Michigan as well as Mayo Clinic. Plan to see her back on the next 6 to 8 weeks or early as needed. This was a prolonged visit, almost an hour, end of dictation.